الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With trying to keep a perfect and proper roza, which we are required to do, we discussed about keeping roza about the eyes, roza about the tongue, roza about the ears, and a roza about our thoughts, our mind and our heart also. Then also, ulama say, roza about the stomach, referring to the food, our consumption of food. And that also is what we eat, the amount we eat, where we eat, and how we eat it. All the details about food. If we can get that also in control in this month, it will help us tremendously. At one time, Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a whole bayan on Ya Ayyuhar Rusul, Kulu Min At-Tayyibat Wa Amalu Saliha. That Allah is addressing the Rasuls, who are a class higher than the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam also. The most choicest creation of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says that Kulu Min At-Tayyibat. Not only that you must eat halal food, but halalan tayyiban. That it must be halal also, it must be healthy, wholesome also, in which there is no doubt also. That type of food you should eat. And Hazrat Ji explained, the natural result of that will be wa'amalu saliha. That then you will do righteous deeds. And many times we have a problem even with ourselves, or with our children, or with other people. For example, complain that our heart doesn't take to ibadat, we don't enjoy our ibadat, etc. All this, we should check our diet, our food, what we are eating also. One Sayyid Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Durban, and he was very, very always passionate of giving da'wah to non-Muslims also. Wherever he had the opportunity, he should give them da'wah also. So he explained to us at one time that when I see somebody is not responding, and what I'm telling him doesn't make sense to him, then I ask him to eat certain foods from certain places. In other words, halal food. And then I give him da'wah, I see a complete change in that person. Similarly, he says, sometimes a person, give him da'wah, he doesn't understand, he doesn't want to accept, he's not responsive. Then I ask him to make ghusl, according to how ghusl is to be made. And after that I give him da'wah. Then a world of difference comes in that also. So all our condition, how we are, if we are paak, napaak, etc., with wudu, without wudu, and in fact the type of wudu that we make. If we made wudu wasting water, we made wudu no miswak in there, we made wudu talking about worldly things, etc., and then that namaz will be of that kind. And the other type of wudu, it will have an effect also. So our food also, it is very, very important that we eat the right food. As we commonly say, that if a person, parents ate, drank zamzam water of Makkah Sharif, and from there that blood was made, then the semen was made, and the child was born from there, and they nourished the child also on zamzam water, then inshallah that child will be a Makki, he will be a zamzami, that qualities he will have in him. And if they ate khajur of Medina Sharif, and they nourished the child also on khajur, in other words healthy food, then inshallah the child will be a Madani. He'll have the qualities of the people of Medina Sharif with the true environment of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam created. And if the parents eat junk food, they bring up the child also on junk food, then it's only natural that the child will be a junkie also. And then we complain about the children, that they have got bad habits, etc. But we have to say that what we were eating, and this, when a child is conceived, it is so important that the thoughts also of the parents must be correct. At one time, Haji Farooq Saab Rahmatullah Ali was visiting us. He was having tea, and I was also present. And then afterwards, the host brought his little daughters. Perhaps at that time, they might have been 2-3 years old, for duas. So Haji Farooq Saab just put his hand on, they gave the hands for shaking. He didn't shake the hands. He put his hand on the scarf which they had on, and then he gave them duas. And then he said that even for so small children, we must not even shake their hands. So then I asked, he said, mustn't shake hands. So I said, so small children? He said, yes, even so small children. And then further he explained that if parents in the bedroom, they have relationships, and there's a baby, a small child sleeping in the same room, the child is fast asleep, but the effect of the parents' relationship, halal, 100%, they are husband and wife, but that effect will also fall on the child. So, and he quoted this from Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh. So this is very, very important, all these things which normally we regard as trivial, minor, but they are very, very important things. So the food we eat is very important, that what food we eat. And in there are also two aspects, the money with which we buy the food and the food itself, both of it must be halal. One person went to a butcher and he told the butcher, is your meat halal? So the butcher asked him, is your money halal? So the money must also be halal, and that food, that meat also, or whatever we buy, must also be halal. Today is the time we go and do our shopping in the shopping malls, in the shops, and just from the shelves, we're just putting into the basket. We come to the till just with a credit card or whatever, we just pay. But what we have been putting in the basket, today, especially with the e-numbers also, there is a whole history, and people have exposed it very, very beautifully. How from the start, where this e-numbers, right long ago, what were things they were. When the British were fighting in India, and the bullets they were using, and that also, they were covering it with fat from the pig. And all those, from there, the whole history they give, that how today we are at e-numbers. And what is camouflaged and hidden in this e-numbers, we don't really have an idea also. And we just take things, we just put it in the basket. We pay with the credit card and everything is all right, everything is above board, etc. And we have to be also, one time was whether a thing is halal or not. Now it is whether it is certified halal or not. As long as it is certified halal, whether then it is halal, and we find many times errors taking place also, and where even pig, that also, a certificate for that was also given. So we have to be very careful, and this is all on every individual, how much we can. And with regard to this, the consumption of food, we see from our elders how they were very particular about it. Like, for example, explained about Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that he should be feeding everyone, while himself he was hardly eating. And they were very particular. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the same. Food used to come in his plate, full his plate used to be. And he used to give out to others, give him also, etc. And Hazrat's mouth was all the time moving. He used to eat paan, so it looks like he was eating all the time, but he did, and he was so particular, he had a cook always with him on his asfar. And even the ingredients, they didn't buy locally. They even brought the ingredients. And even for his health reasons also, and even for their spiritual reasons, they were very, very particular about the food they ate. Also we find Maulana Siddiq Sahib Banvi Rahmatullah Ali. He should just have eggs. That's all he used to have. How lot they made mujahada, that they were very particular about their food. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, is still living. He mostly just has his dar, mug dar, and that also just boiled, with just a little bit of salt added. and he gets satisfaction. And in fact, I saw, Haji Saab, that when somebody else eats a bit more or something, then it affects him. That food, he is very particular. And his khadims who used to stay with him used to say that as long as Haji Saab is here, we also have to be watching very carefully what we eat, how much we eat, and the amount of time that we spend in eating also. That is also another thing. Today, the subject of eating, having a cup of tea, etc. In fact, we make special meetings. We go out at restaurants to have a cup of tea or something, and all just to waste time. The tea and that is really not so important. It is more just talking and wasting time. So these are very important things. And in this month is the ideal time when Allah has been so kind and He has, so to say, forced our food to come down to a minimum. And that the whole day's roza, and generally, alhamdulillah, the ummah keeps roza also. We prove to ourselves that we can stay without food for 12, 13 hours, 15 hours, 18 hours, different places according to the times of iftari and sahri. So this is a thing, if we pay attention to it in this month also, that we try and eat as little as possible. How much is necessary, so much we must eat. And everyone's appetite is also different. But this also, if we learn, elders say that there are two things which if we work on, we can control it. Sleep and food. If we just leave it loose, a person will just sleep all the time. And food also. If a person doesn't watch his diet, he will just keep on eating. But if he tries, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if a person has got into the habit of eating a lot, the diet, today we will pay how much money on diets, on different diet schemes, how many of them are unhealthy and have adverse effects on the body and the health of a person. We pay so much for it. We perhaps get our weight to where we want it, and with it hardly a little time, and the weight is gone up also. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, if a person is eating, for example, 3-4 rotis, which is over the limit, and especially the rotis with ghee and them, with that inside. So he says, what you do, if a person wants to lose weight, you see that how much am I eating. Just carry on eating as you are. But see how much am I eating. And then after that, for example, the roti, make it quarter roti less. And then for a long period of about 6 weeks, 40 days, you try and maintain that. Just keep to that and then be strict on yourself. That little quarter roti won't make much of a difference. And then after the 6 weeks, another quarter less, until you come to the required amount. And guaranteed results are achieved by that. When a person really wants to, and then he can get a guaranteed result. All other things also. There's a South African family in one foreign country, and one of the youngsters got involved in drugs also. So what they did, they kept the child under house arrest, like, in the house. And they gave him drugs, and they cut it down a very small portion for a long period. And gradually they did that, finally the child came completely clean. Whereas we go to the rehabs, how much money is spent there, and what conditions they live in there. And after that it's hardly long, and the poor person is back again on his run. So the solutions are there. If we are sincere, and our buzurgs have shown us, and we follow that, inshallah, we will get our solutions. And things will come right. So anyway, as far as our food is concerned, and food has got an effect on our thinking, has got an effect on everything. Or just like dressing also. That is also very important. How a person dresses, that it has an effect on him. Sayyid Fakhruddin Saab, Rahmatullah Ali of Durban, he himself explained to us, he says one of his grandchildren, the mother bought for him a police outfit, small child. And the minute he wore it, he started behaving like a police. How a police will behave. So the clothes that we wear, that also has an effect on us. To see to our children what clothes they wear, whether it is just in the house, whether it is the wife's clothing in the house also. There also there is sharam haya. especially when they are children, growing up children, they see how the mother is dressing, etc. The children themselves, how they dress. Today, little girls who are not yet baligh, but the way they're dressing is, they look like a baligh woman or young girls already. And this all has got a very bad effect. And consequences are also very, very bad. And we know about it, but we just sweep it under the carpet and we don't want to acknowledge the cause of it. Our food we want to, because it will bring a lot of change in us if we become conscious of our food. This is very easy. We just order over the phone and now over the internet. In fact, one time we were in Indonesia and on the masjid board there was a notice that can't remember exactly the words, etc. But it was that the food that you eat, like from takeaways, you must be very careful about that also. And what it was, when I asked, it didn't make sense to me that this is a straightforward thing, what's wrong with this? Then they explained, like you buy your food from a takeaway, that you are satisfied that they are supplying halal. But if they cannot supply it at that time, they are busy, they got arrangements with other takeaways. And then they just informed them that to so-and-so address, just deliver this here, a burger or whatever it might be, whatever. Just go and deliver it there. They come and they deliver, you also don't think. You think it's your takeaway from where you ordered. And if they said this is quite common, and many of them are those that are not even certified halal. Those who are certified halal, that also we don't know. But they are not even certified halal. And yeah, and this has become so common. And today just to order over the phone or just over with the internet, and we are ordering and we are getting things, we have to be very, very careful. And to see to the extent of this food, like for example in the Western countries, qurbani also, they are very strict. You can't make qurbani, their rules are very, very strict. Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib, Rahmat Barakatuhum, made a special trip. He came to Malawi just so that he could make qurbani with his own hands to get that honor. So that is another subject, of course, qurbani and that. But all this food that we eat, we should be very careful. What food we are eating, how much we are eating, how we are eating. Today it's very common also, we sit at the table and we eat. And all that effect will come into a person. A person without necessity, who sits on a high toilet also, that effect will also come, that lifestyle effect will come into him. And a person of necessity who has to sit still, he must always refresh in his mind the dislike of it. That I would have liked to sit flat, the squatting position which is the closest to the sunnah. One time, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was given bayan for the ulama in Raiwind. And in there he said, today we won't be travelling by camel. Today it won't be practical, but still have the love of the camel to travel by camel. And wish that if today also it could be such that we could be still travelling by camels and according to the mode of travel of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Though it won't be practical, but still have that desire. So he says once when they were travelling in Saudi and they saw camels, the hearts became so happy. That love for that camel also. It's a thing that is associated so much with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his life. But today, we will sit in our flashy motor cars, top of the range motor cars, and we will perhaps have a dislike for any other, for this mode of travel also. We should at least, that this is the flashy motor cars that we are driving, etc., they are not the products of from our dini side. So we should, we use it, we have to use it, we will use it, but still in the heart we must have that. So in the same way, with all this also, the food also that we eat, if sometimes we have to eat the other food, but still with that in mind. Once when we were not at all conscious of all these things, we were in Jamaat, and somebody had who had a takeaway very long ago, and there wasn't all these things of today. So they gave some food for us. we were eating, and there was one Mufti Sahab, Allah grant him Jannah, he has passed away. So he expressed this shock and surprise. People just eating like this, this food, you don't, it doesn't bother your conscience what you are eating. So like that, Allah make it that we become conscious, all our things, our dressing, our living style, everything, all the time, that desires should be all the time sunnat way. So when we sit and eat also, many times we come to the khanqa, for example, then we sit on the floor and eat. We go in jamaat, we sit on the floor. But how many of us, when we back home, then without any second thought, we are sitting at the table and we are eating like that? All that has an effect on a person. So the how we eat also, where we eat also, to eat at home and going out and eating, and which is also unfortunately, which has become so common with the present restrictions, can't go out and eat, etc. But one student of ours, of another country, when he spent some time here also in Ramzan, and he was surprised that Ramzan, the people, so many people are here for Maghrib Namaz. He said in his country, it's only the Imam and the Muazzin for Maghrib. And all the restaurants are booked out 3 months, 6 months in advance for iftari da'wats. Now if all that iftari da'wats are there in the restaurant, the namaz itself, Maghrib namaz, which is such an important farah, then opening the roza properly, they will give all what they will all prepare, and then that environment, etc. And then the isha falls in jeopardy also. Taraweeh, I wonder, what, perhaps it's out of the question, but he made effort, and now at least we get half a serf, one serf, which to him was a very great achievement. So all these things we don't realize, and those things were happening there, they are all filtering into us today. Today we also all the da'wahs, and then of course everyone will find hadith also to prove that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you feed a feeding person, so much sawab. So now the iftari da'wahs also, Seri da'wahs also, all this, feeding a person, more, you can see it, it refers to sense of the poor people who haven't got. Send money for them, arrange for them the iftari, etc., food for those people. We invite people who can afford better than what we are offering them. At home they are eating more better than what we are offering. And the poor, that we don't think about them. So, and how we eat also, where we eat also, very, very important. The food definitely has got an effect on a person's thinking also. Has got an effect on a person's akhlaq and character also. And also how we eat it. A person who's walking around and eating. At one time, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhim, were invited in Pakistan, and it was like a buffet-style food that you had to go and take from your own and you eat. So he says this is like the grazing of a cow. A cow goes around and grazes. The dignified way of eating is you sit down at the dastarkhan and then the food comes and then you eat your food. That is a dignified way. But today, eating, walking around and eating, the culture today with a Coke in one hand and a burger in the other hand, and while we are walking around, etc., or while we are doing some other work and we are having the Coke in one hand, the burger in the other hand, and all this takeaway foods that we are eating, it has completely destroyed. And for now to explain to such people about deen becomes very difficult. To such a person, we have to make effort. And they come out of that environment, and they come into the right environment, and then they will be able to understand. Otherwise, we tell masail also, explain rulings of deen, it really doesn't make sense to such people. All these things here, till that is not corrected. So Ramadan is the month, and with us now, restricted to our homes, etc. If we can bring this into us, how much we can, we check our food, what we are eating, and we sit and eat it also properly. And also how to eat, that is also very important. Once we were at one place with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and he said, meals are ready, we must go and sit down and eat. So when we went there, Hazrat saw that as with many people who are not acquainted, who don't know, they just put a sheet down, and on the sheet they put the plates, they put the food, and you have to sit also on the same sheet. So Hazrat asked, where is the dastarkhan? There was no dastarkhan, and they didn't know. They just knew that you have to put it down, but how to go? Then Hazrat explained about, and he told me that, see, fix this up, let there be a dastarkhan. Then we did it a little bit, then Hazrat came, he said. And so this is very important. The dastarkhan itself, at one time Hazrat was having meals with Maulana, at Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's place in Ashaval. The carpet at the bottom was green, the dastarkhan was also green. And I didn't know also, the ruling also. After Hazrat ate, to wash Hazrat's hands, to have Hazrat wash his hands, I went forward with the little kettle and the little bowl to pour for Hazrat. And my toes fell on the dastarkhan. Hazrat actually, like he got a heart attack. He said, your feet on the dastarkhan. He said, then Hazrat said, Hazrat was very good at this also, instantly the correct things he used to say. He said, jis par peer nahi baith sakte hai, us par pair kaise rakh sakte hai. On which the peer also cannot sit on a dastarkhan. On there, how can you put your feet and your legs on that dastarkhan? So we learn in this way, and what we learn, we try and share also. So and today, very commonly, especially when there are gatherings, the dastarkhan, people just walk over the dastarkhan. So we shouldn't, we should just respect the dastarkhan, on which the ni'mat, and each ni'mat is a ni'mat of Allah. And it's a great ni'mat. We don't appreciate these ni'mat. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was eating, and one little, like a pea, or one grain of a rice, something like that small, it fell down. And then it rolled away, we couldn't find it. So there were little children playing, Hazrat asked them to help him to look for it. They found it, and Hazrat washed it, cleaned it, and then he ate it. He came to the Khanqah and he explained to the people, this is what happened today. And he says, why did I take so much trouble to look for it? He says that one grain of rice, one pea, one whatever it might be, the sun worked on it, the winds worked on it, the water worked on it, people worked on it, the ground, and all the chemicals which are in the ground, all, how many people for the transport worked on it, how many people in the shops worked on it, to cook it, how many people worked, what and what. So that ni'mat of Allah, I say, how could I just let it go like that? So I have to make qadr of Allah's ni'mat. So when we eat also, today commonly also when we eat the plates, many times it's a very sad, those who have the understanding, to see how much of meat is left on the bones. In the plate, how much food, half a plate, quarter plate, the food, just like that, and all that just goes in the dustbin, or it goes down the drain. All that. Whereas Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when people ate with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in which he tells he ate, I would know exactly, because he would clean it completely. At one time Hazrat just arrived from overseas Pakistan, and Hazrat the first thing, he had a cup of tea. After that the Hazrat was cleaning the cup also with his finger. So I said, this also. So first Hazrat in his humility, he said, this is ghulu, I'm overdoing things. Then he said, by the little makes the lot. One drops make a cup. So we are in need of that one drop also. So to make qadr of Allah's ni'mat. On the other hand, we find there are people who haven't got food to eat really. Somebody gives them, then also, for example, an apple they will eat. Or a slice of bread, a loaf of bread they had. When they are full, the apple, they won't just put it down, they won't throw it away, they'll kick it away. Allah's ni'mat like that, with the bread we do, we just throw it around, yeah, there, anywhere, we're just wasting and throwing around. If the whole world can give aid to such a person, but that won't take them. If we make qadr of Allah's ni'mat, and we make shukr on Allah's ni'mat, so this is very important. Also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to stress that when we sit, when the dastarkhan is set, then first people must sit down. The food must come afterwards. Normally also we do, we put the food down. And then we go and sit as though the food has to wait for us, as though the food is in need of us. We are in need of the food. So we should sit and wait for the food. And wait patiently. If sometimes there is some delay, it happens sometimes, especially when it's like ijtema or any jalsa or something. It happens that the food is a bit delayed, we are sitting, or the people who are serving, there wasn't some correct arrangement, and on one few sides they put food in. To sit patiently and wait and show our muhtajiki. And then also to sit also as far as possible, we sit in the attahiyat position, or with one leg down and one leg up, or even better, the squatting position. And that also, if we don't do it, our body size doesn't permit it, but sometimes we should try it. At least make the sunnah tada once in a lifetime, at least we try and make that sunnah tada also. And every act of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has got so many benefits, physical dunya's benefits. Dini benefits are there. We do it in the love of sunnah, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But besides that, it has got so much. Like for example, as much as a person sits in the attahiyat position, this helps to pump blood to the heart. And it keeps the arteries open, sitting in this position. And if we sit like cross leg when we eat or etc. at any other time, for necessity, no problem. But unnecessarily to sit like that, that is it's the sitting of a haughty person, how a proud person will sit. To recline, to rest, especially eating time. And when we sit at the table, many chairs are made with arm rests also, and the back rests also. And in that position we eat, we are doing great harm to our body. Allah give us tawfiq. This is a great and blessed month. So much of goodness in this month. Even our eating, if we can get this one part right, or at least improve and correct it a bit, we will be doing ourselves a great favor. Our little children, if we train them, perhaps we won't live when we see their old age. And if the wrong things they are eating, and old age, and all the illnesses, and all the sufferings a person has to go through then. So if we train them properly, inshallah they will have a good old age also. And they won't have all these problems also. May Allah Ta'ala, for us also, our children, everyone, let Ramadan be what Ramadan is. It's a great, great blessing in every aspect. If we see, and our buzurg, no matter how much dua we make for them, it's not enough. How they have shown us how to appreciate this month, and the thing like eating also, how they have cleared it up and pointed out things for us. May Allah let us understand this, bring it into our lives, and get the full benefit of it in every way, dini wise also, dunya's wise also, physically, mentally also. The food that we eat has a mental effect on the psychological aspect of a person, everything. So if we eat the right food, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.